Hello, Poddlers. Coming up on the show, we're going to get into this. Enjoy!
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
You. Yeah, you. Sorry to trouble you, but are you looking for a quick way to refresh your kitchen? You are? Well, look no more, because Wick stylish ready-to-fit ranges are available for you to take away, assemble and fit whenever suits you.
Are you talking to me?
Yeah, you. Oh, yeah. That's what I was talking to all along. How is your kitchen, Glenn? We don't spend enough time talking about it.
It's very nice.
You're happy with your kitchen?
I'm very happy with my kitchen.
Well, as we know, that can't be said for everybody in the UK right now, which is why we're bringing this message to their attention. Using Click and Collect, you can now pick it up in just 30 minutes, head in store or online. And to celebrate these facts, we have a chance for you to win a Wix gift card worth £250 as we play. And I said we've got a new game for you all. And this is named Cubbity Cubbity Matchy Matchy. Glenn, how does Cubbity Cubbity Matchy Matchy work?
Well, Dave, in front of you are six imaginary ready-to-fit audio cupboards, and behind two of them is this sound.
Slash his hands.
Okay. So, correctly find the two cupboards with the matching sound to win a Wix gift card worth £250. It really is as simple as that, sweet lips.
Thanks very much. That's not even written
it's
on
not
the
script.
Now, that is unnerving. OK, so if you would like to play, call us right now. 0330 123 1215. That's 0330 123 1215. Your T's and C's are online. And lines are going to close at
6:44, sugar daddy.
Whoa, everyone!
Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
From brushes and rollers to frog tape and dust sheets, find everything you need for your paint project at Wix.
Be house proud with Wix.
6:48, and the time has come on the breakfast show once again to give away a Wix gift card worth £250. And this time out, we're playing a brand new game named Cubbity Cubbity Matchy Matchy. And joining us right now on line one is Darren. Good morning, Darren.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Hello, and welcome to the show. Happy Friday to you.
Yes, thank Christ it's here.
And on line two, we have Claire. Good morning, Claire.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Claire. Good morning.
Welcome to the show. Happy Fridays to you as well. Darren, this is Claire. Claire, this is Darren.
Hi, Darren.
Morning, Claire.
OK, guys, so effectively you are playing for the Wix gift card worth £250. There can be only one winner. And as Glenn so expertly described just moments ago, I have in front of me six imaginary ready-to-fit audio cupboards. Correctly identify the two matching cupboards that have Leona in them.
Slash his hat.
That's what you're looking for. So basically, it is 1 through 6. Darren, you were selected at random first, so you're going first. Which two cupboard doors shall I open?
1 and 4, please.
1 and 4. Okay, this is door number 1. Oh, it's a horse in the cupboard. Sorry. And 4. It's a bell, no Leona, which means, Claire, we know that 1 and 4 are no use to you, so which two cupboard doors would you like us to open?
I think I'm going to go with 2 and 6.
2 and 6, here we go.
Slash his hat.
Oh, yes. 2 has got the contortionist Leona Graham in it. Great name for the podcast, even if I do say so myself. And what was the other number, Claire?
Number 6, please.
Number 6, here we go.
Slash his head.
Oh, my God. Wow. She's in 2 cupboards.
She's the winner of Britain's Got Talent. It's Leona Graham, everyone. 2 cupboards, 1 Leona. Darren, great having you on the show. Enjoy your weekend. And Claire, congratulations. You've got the Wix gift card. Have you got a project on the go at the moment? That's what I like to know.
Yeah, my daughter's bedroom. So she's going from Barbies to grown-up.
Oh, no. Oh, I've got a daughter. I don't know if you know that, Claire, and that day is coming. My daughter's 4. How long have I got to wait? What age are we changing from Barbies to one in an adult room, Claire?
12.
Oh, no.
It's the moment they go from posters of Ken to posters of Ken Livingstone. And it's just on a knife edge, and it just turns, doesn't it?
What would you like for Christmas this year from Santa? A picture of Ken Livingston, please, Mummy. Claire, you've got the gift card. Lots of love to the family. Enjoy your weekend.
Thank you.
Bye now. Wickes stylish ready-to-fit ranges are available for you to take away, assemble and fit whenever suits you. Using Click and Collect, they are now ready in just 30 minutes. Head in store online. Please note that many of the kitchen cupboards you buy from Wickes will not, I repeat, will not contain a Leona Graham.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
10 minutes past seven. Oh, yes, it is on your Friday morning. Which means here on The Breakfast Show, it is time for the social ammunition with Emma and Glenn. Glenn, we'll start with you today. What's going on out there?
There's one big thing that everyone's talking about that's been sweeping the nation. And thanks to Colonel Tractor for sending me this on Instagram. It's every non-word in Another One Bites the Dust. This is from There I Ruined It. Have a listen to this. Every word that isn't a dictionary word in Another One Bites the Dust. Have a listen.
That Freddie Mercury sings,
that Freddie Mercury says, yells, yelps, anything.
You know what that sounds like?
Yeah.
That sounds like when Evie spilt a Lego all over the rug and I'm trying to make my way from one end of the room to the other. That's exactly what I sound like.
Yeah, it's him in a bush of stinging nettles trying to get out. It's full 16 seconds of no noises. I reckon that's probably the average person's amount of non-words they say over the course of a day. Huh? Every time you sort of get into the shells,
can we hear it again, please, Glenn?
Yeah, I'd love to. I'd love to hear it.
If anybody listening to this right now is bold enough to do all of that stuff whilst ordering something in a cafe or restaurant today,
please.
You can get a friend to film it. When the staff come over, I went, I'll have the omelette.
I don't remember any of those noises from the song. It's only like a 3-minute song. That's like a sixth of the song.
Yeah. Freddie, 20% of it is nonsense.
Yeah.
That's amazing. We'll be sharing that with you on the socials, that's for sure. Nice one, Glenn.
Yeah, and it's one of a few things right now that could cheer up a certain individual, Liz Truss.
The thing that actually everybody is talking about. I'll do another disclaimer about my impartiality.
Yes, please do.
Here on the news desk, but as we all know, the lettuce has outlasted Liz Truss as Prime Minister. And some of the tweets were amazing yesterday. The Daily Star, who started the lettuce thing, their headline today is "Let Us Rejoice." Very,
nice.
Good.
Very good.
Will Liz Truss be turning over a new leaf? Was
very
another
nice.
One. Someone tweeted, "My flatmate has just asked me whether I think the lettuce voted leaf or romaine Brexit referendum, and I'm frankly furious at how funny I found it." There's lots and lots of good stuff, but I think Newsnight really killed it last night with their intro. Have a listen to this. So this is the song they put over some pictures of Liz Truss. Round of applause. This is her at the Conservative Party conference. Standing ovation just a couple of weeks ago. And then we move through to pictures of her speech outside Downing Street.
God, I miss her so much.
Listen to these words.
You look so dumb right now. Standing outside my house.
Wait, this was the House is number 10, right?
Yep. Trying to apologise.
I came into office at a time of great economic and international instability.
That was the opening to Newsnight.
Bold from Newsnight, right?
It's like when England get knocked out of a tournament. They play a little montage at the end.
Well, guys, listen, it's your Friday, which means I think we want to give the people what they need right now, which is the sign-off bouncing back and forth between the two of you.
Well, we've come up with something new, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
No, and it's taken us all week, and
Matt Dyson's just text. What? Okay, well, I'm excited about this. Take it away.
Here we go. That's your social ammunition.
with the best of the internet from across Great Britain.
Yeah!
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It's a Friday morning. You are listening to Absolute Radio, where real music matters. And in order to earn your shout-outs as we head into the weekend, we're going to have to reverse all of that real music. Yes, it is time for your out shouts. I have taken a song that we play, in this case, on Absolute Radio, on Absolute 80s, and on Absolute Classic Rock. I'm going to give you some of the lyrics, only I'm going to read them to you backwards. If you can figure out which band, artist, and song it is, you can get a shout out. So what I really need from you is your name, where you are, and a flavour what you're up to, or maybe a hello to the person you would like the out shout for. But can you tell me which ditty this is? Ah, heart, my break you before, soon it make better you, start a make better we, baby, on come, peculiarly acting, I'm say friends my, me to happening, happening somethings.
Oh my
it's
God.
So hard. Okay.
Now, I realise I gave it away by that first bit being absolutely pitch perfect, as always.
That's
from me.
That's what I'm focusing
yeah,
on.
Yeah, yeah. So focus, I'll give it to you again. Ah, heart my break you before, soon it make better you, start to make better we, baby, on come.
That, do you know what? I've been misled by that noise you made at the beginning because it sounds exactly like Led Zeppelin. And I don't think it's Led Zeppelin.
Oh, you mean at the beginning? Okay, I'll give you a clue. It is not Led Zeppelin. There we go. Playing Absolute Radio, Absolute 80s and Absolute Classic Rock. As I say, I want your names. I want where you are. I want a flavour of what you're up to. And I want to know what that song is on your out shouts. The number is 81215.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wickes.
Clear away your garden clutter this autumn with an 80-litre incinerator. Was £28, now £20.
Don't be house-barrassed, be house-proud with Wickes.
It is time for your out shouts. Yes, your shout-outs, only backwards. A song loved by those of you who tune in to Absolute Radio, Absolute 80s and Absolute Classic Rock. Of course, you can download the free app and go get involved. But I had, heart my break you before, soon it make better you. I'm not going to do the whole thing again. I've done it thrice. You were stuck, but have you figured it out, guys?
Emma got it.
Well,
I
got it with help from Glenn. So he told me the lyrics and I got the tune. And we think it's Everywhere by Fleetwood Mac.
It is!
Yeah! Yes.
Wow, I am taken aback. Well done, team, and well done to Frank from Presswich, who, according to himself, knows his stuff. David, the teacher who's enjoying half term but still waking up early. James from London driving to work. Steph from Nuneaton on her way to Devon for the weekend with husband Billy and son Max. Have a great time, guys. Steve from Cambridgeshire heading to Farm in the Fog. Kieran in Wales driving to work in the rain. Squadron leader Alicia about to log on for work. Scott and Joe sitting at Northumbria University waiting for Ryan and Joe, who are always, always late. Come on, Ryan. Come on, Joe.
Come on, guys.
Be better. Scott and Joe are waiting for you. Hurry along. And Ellen in Chester, who has just spilt hot chocolate powder all over the dog. Yes, it was Everywhere by Fleetwood Mac. Here's how it sounds.
Something's happening to me. My friends say I'm acting peculiarly. Come on, baby, we better make a start. You better make a start before you break my heart.
And here we go, see? That was a bit that gave it away in my eyes. Yeah.
Yes.
And of course, your out shouts will return to the breakfast show next week.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show.
It's 7:35 on your Friday morning. Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, the home of radio's easiest game to play, but the hardest one to win.
5 words, £5,000.
Absolute Radio.
Undeterred by our strap line, joining us on line one is Michael. Good morning, Michael.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Hello. Hi.
Happy Friday to you, Michael.
And you.
Thank you very much indeed. Michael listens on Absolute Radio Country. Already secured his tickets for Luke Combs' return to the UK next year, which is very nice. And now it is time to try and put £5,000 in his back pocket. So, Michael, have you ever matched five words before when playing along at home?
I have, once. It was the five words, five Easter eggs version.
Oh, OK, yeah, which is, you know, was fun, and, but maybe slightly throwaway. So this is where you're playing for the cash. Would you rather be paired with Emma or Glenn on the random player generator?
I'm going to have to say Glenn.
You're going to say Glenn. Well, let's give it a spin, see who you
player
got.
Player generator.
Matt Dyson.
Emma Jones.
Glenn Moore.
Free choice.
Matt Dyson.
Emma Jones.
Glenn Moore.
Free choice.
Emma Jones.
Glenn Moore.
Free choice.
Emma Jones.
Glenn Moore.
Glenn Moore. You do have Glenn Moore, Michael. Excellent start.
Good luck.
Thank you very much, and you.
And Glenn is... out of here! Okay, Michael, I'm going to give you five words. You say the first word that comes to mind. We'll give Glenn Moore the same five words in about 7 minutes' time. And if all of those words match up, well, there's your £5,000. As Glenn said, good luck. Let us begin. Right. The first word this morning, Michael, is expensive.
Cheap.
Yeah.
Slide.
Down.
Got to go away. Slide.
I was thinking away.
You kind of have to, Absolute Radio. It's like the law. If someone says slide, you have to say away. It's it's in all our contracts. okay, up next is real. R-E-A-L. Real.
Fake.
Yeah.
Yeah. Social.
Media.
Mm-hmm. And finally, Michael, the word is green.
Day.
Oh, nice.
Okay. That's good. That's also in our contract, so you've delivered there, Michael, right at the end. Excellent work with Green Day. Stay right there. The Method Man is going to be back in play. As I say, that's happening next.
Five words. £5,000.
Absolute Radio. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
Maintain your garden this autumn and keep it looking clear with Wix bark chippings. Was £11, now just £7.50.
Don't be house barrassed, be house proud with Wix.
Five words, £5,000.
Absolute Radio.
So Glenn Moore is back in the studio. Michael has been waiting patiently on line one. Of course, Michael is one of our wonderful listeners on Absolute Radio Country. It's Friday. If you've not given Absolute Radio Country a go yet, well, it is available in the free Absolute Radio app on your digital radio, or you can ask your smart speaker to play it. Go join in, give it a go. Michael, we've got your five words. It is time to get down to business. Here we go. Glenn.
Yes.
The first word that comes into your mind when I say expensive.
Cheap.
Yes, correct.
Okay.
Very good, Michael. That's one down.
Wonderful.
Slide.
Away.
Contract. Oh, it's the contract.
Oh, yeah, he knows.
Sorry, Michael.
Fine. I knew it.
We had slide down.
Slide
I mentioned to Michael, we're all contractually obliged here at Absolute Radio to say, slide away.
Yeah. Oh,
it's like sunshine. Yeah. We have to
there's
do
nothing,
it.
It's in my contract. There's nothing I can do. My hands are tied.
Yeah, we have to do it. sorry, Michael. You've not won the money. Let's do the other, shall we? R-E-A-L, real.
Time.
Fake. We had a nice opposite there.
That's
really
good.
Nice opposite. Yeah. Social.
Ammo.
No, but no. Again, it's in the contract.
Media.
Media, yeah. And green.
In
the contract. in the contract.
Really?
Yeah, green in the contract.
Yay!
Michael, enjoy your weekend. Thank you very much indeed for tuning into The Breakfast Show on Absolute Radio Country. We will speak to you real soon. I'll enjoy the Luke Combs gig next year as well when he comes back to the UK. When we come back with Five Words, Five Grand on Monday, we're going to need another competitor. It could be you if you call us right now. 0330 123 1215. You can get some practice in across the weekend. Just ask your Amazon smart speaker to open Five Words Game.
Five Words, Five Grand.
Absolute Radio.
The band of Mum and Dad with Wix.
It's your Friday morning. You are listening to Absolute Radio, where real music matters, which is the perfect strap line as once again I introduce to you all the band of Mum and Dad. Guys, great to see you once again. Now, we first spoke and met in person yesterday when it was rehearsal day, an all-important time for any band. How did you feel it went? Vanessa, let me start with you.
Oh, so good. Really good to get everyone together and hash out some ideas of how we want to do the song and what we want to, you know, change with it and play with it. And, yeah, it was just so much fun to play together.
Wayne, obviously you've done, you bought us Sex on Fire, Kings of Leon. You've done a little bit of a reworking of it. You'd given it three more octaves or semitones. I'm going to say crotchet and quaver. Yep. Can I be in the band? Is that okay? I know music.
You're in.
Did it work out as you envisaged?
It absolutely suits Vanessa's vocal range perfectly. It just brings the song a whole new vibe, and I think it just makes it a bit more unique.
Okay, I mean, it... You know, we're going to share it with you on Tuesday morning, a world exclusive here on The Breakfast Show. I'm going to play you a little bit in a second. But first, I have to know, Wayne, you know, you said it suited Vanessa's vocal talent so well. Were you impressed by each other's musical prowess, Darren?
Oh, yeah, massively. Vanessa's got a hell of a voice on her.
Agreed.
Wayne, we've known before from on the scene, but actually playing together was amazing, you know. And the fact that you guys could gel together so well, it just... being able to back that up just felt so good.
You know, you went about doing Sex on Fire. That was the song that the people wanted to hear you do, Paul. But it went so well in rehearsals that you actually started working on some other stuff as well. I mean, yesterday on the show, you may have heard, we bought you guys just messing about doing Stevie Wonder classic Superstition.
Yeah. It literally, this was just a jam, I think. And I remember thinking, that's the... So I started the riff. Darren joins in on the bass. And we all just piled in.
Oh.
I didn't even know Vanessa knew the words. And she was like, there was super. And we were like, yeah. And it went on for about 10 minutes, I think.
It really did.
It was awesome.
And apparently, one of the other producers from another show was telling us, like, to turn it down. We didn't even know. So, like...
We finished that, didn't we? We kind of went, did we just become a band then?
Yeah.
Was that the moment you became the band of Mum and Dad? I love that.
Yeah.
Now, I'm kind of privy to this, and I want to surprise myself, even though I've been told I can listen to it if I want. I know you've done something extra special. And I'm not going to say the listeners out there. I'm going to rephrase that and say, for all your fans out there. So,
hi, Mum. Yeah. Each one of our families, basically.
Yeah. But you kind of... There was a long list and a short list of songs that people wanted you to do. And without giving anything away, you've actually...
All of them.
You've done the album coming soon.
Yeah, yeah.
But you did pick one of the other songs that was shortlisted. Vanessa, I know you were quite keen to sing this one because it is a classic with one of the all-time great female vocalists.
Love it. It's really... We've really enjoyed getting together creatively and sitting down and working out how we wanted to do it and getting to then rehearse it. It's just come out exactly how we wanted it to.
Yeah.
Okay, and obviously, when we met yesterday, you guys had a night in the hotel bar. I know some of you were more responsible for staying up till 2 a.m. than others. I'm not naming any names, Phil. How was last night? Was the professional head on? Did you all go to bed nice and early?
We were so rock and roll. It was that you go home, get cleaned up, get some meal, to bed. That was
right. Okay.
It was a weird mix, wasn't it? Being absolutely shattered, but buzzing. So, like, I was up again at about 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning, but It's just great. It's a feeling of being tired, but in the best possible way.
I think last night the mum and dad part of Band of Mum and Dad kicked in.
I think the real prize of all of this was the fact I gave you two nights away from your family, wasn't it? I mean, let's face facts, yeah?
No, they're listening, so I'm not saying that. Just no comment.
Yeah, don't let me drag you down with me. I'm going to be sleeping in the spare room tonight, not you guys. It's absolutely fine. Oh, the Band of Mum and Dad are on the show, which is just one of the great pleasures of doing a live broadcast. Let me tell you right now, there's going to be more from the band. That's coming next. Good morning. You're listening to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, where, yes, the rumours are true. The Band of Mum and Dad are back on the show. Right, so we have a tiny little clip. As I say, the world premiere of Sex on Fire by the Band of Mum and Dad is happening on Tuesday here on The Breakfast Show, but we've got a little snippet from rehearsal yesterday. So this isn't the full thing. This is just a flavour of how the guys are kind of getting along. They're laying it down properly today. So it's the first time you're going to hear this.
Wow.
So have a little listen. This is just a snippet. Oh, sorry, that's me. Sorry, that was me having to go on the equipment. Sorry.
That's why we decided to change the key.
That was absolutely gutted.
I saw what you did to my bass.
Don't do that to us.
I've got to be honest, I wasn't even surprised.
Vanessa, you do know how you sound back, right? No, I'm joking. We've got a couple of genuine little snippets now. Here we go. Snippet number one. And snippet. World exclusive snippet number two. We really
awesome.
Can't. So today's the big day. I'm going to let you go about your business, kind of get in the zone. You're going to record it and some extra special surprises all will be revealed. But let me ask you, how have you found being the Band of Mum and Dad? And do you think you guys are going to stay in touch in the future? Vanessa, let me ask you first of all.
I think we definitely feel, for me on a personal level, I feel like we've all known each other a lot longer than we have. We seem to have just gelled instantly. We've all got very eclectic and different musical tastes, but we just gelled so well as band, and genuinely we'd love to keep something going with it. Definitely.
We all want to bring something different to this, and everyone's sat down. There was a brilliant moment where we're all sitting down in the green room just talking how we're going to play this song, and it's kind of like, well, you can do this, you can do that. Let's find a way to incorporate all of that and make sure everyone has a moment. It's been an amazingly constructive experience, and I've enjoyed every moment of it.
Well, it's so lovely to hear. And Darren, you know, obviously it is the Band of Mum and Dad, and how do you think the kids are going to feel when they see you and hear you doing your thing when it's all done?
They listen in every morning, and as soon as they see it's me or the snippets and stuff,
they turn it off.
It's daddy. Yeah, probably, yeah. It doesn't quite fit in.
My youngest does that.
But they've absolutely loved it. And for me, I'd love to keep in touch with these guys as well and carry it going.
Okay, well, obviously, with that at the forefront of my mind, I just want to make it perfectly clear that going forward, unless it's for charity, I take 50% of everything you earn.
That's fair.
If you're going up for the Band of Mum and Dad! Well done, guys. Right, get to it! Let's make it a record!
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Good morning. You're listening to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show on Absolute Radio, where every single day this week we've been giving you a chance to win with Sky. Value you can believe in. And you've been getting to choose your prize. You've been able to pick from Sky Broadband, a Sky Glass TV, or a Sky Mobile bundle, each worth £2,000. Sky guarantees broadband to work in every room or money back. You can share your spare mobile data with your family, and you can watch more award-winning TV than anywhere else. So if you fancied doing that, you needed to register online, which is exactly what Lindsay did. Good morning, Lindsay.
Good morning.
Welcome along to the show. How are you doing today?
I'm great, thank you.
Excellent. Okay, so which bundle are you hoping to win? You're going for Sky Broadband, Sky Glass TV, or Sky Mobile?
And the Sky Glass TV.
Okay, as I say, you can watch more award-winning TV than anywhere else. It is all about the value you can believe in when it comes to Sky. But which of the following statements can you believe in? Emma and Glenn are going to give you an interesting fact, and you just need to tell me which one is true. And this morning, it's all about Hawaii. And this is in honour of the TV show The White Lotus, which is set in Hawaii. And season two is available to stream right now on Sky Atlantic. So, Emma, would you start us off this morning, please?
Hawaii grows by roughly 42 acres each year.
OK, wow. Glenn?
Hawaii hasn't always been called Hawaii. It was previously called Hawaii the Lads.
OK, so, Lindsay, who do you believe in, Emma or Glenn?
Definitely Emma
is the correct answer. Yes, one of the world's largest volcanoes is in Hawaii, and it's been erupting for the last 30 years, causing an expansion of landmass.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I'm just going to say tectonic plates and just hope that's enough for me to get away with it. Yeah, why not? So well done, Lindsay. You have a Skyglass bundle worth £2,000, which means you are getting a 55-inch Skyglass TV, popcorn machine and a giant beanbag. Lindsay, thanks for tuning into the show. Congratulations and enjoy your weekend. That was all thanks to Sky. Value you can believe in.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
It is 8:48 on your Friday morning. It is time to get that grey matter a-tickling as you head into the weekend with the Smash. And this morning, during the social ammunition section of The Breakfast Show, Glenn and Emma brought us two equally huge stories. One was a lettuce outlasting Liz Truss. The other was the noises that Freddie Mercury makes during Another One Bites the Dust that aren't words recognised in the Oxford English Dictionary. That full story will be available in podcast form when we come off air just after 10 a.m. So I'm bringing those two stories together for the Smash. We are doing Salad and the Playlist at 8, 12, 15. So anything from the world of Salad, anything to do with music. As I say that number again, 8, 12, 15. Make sure you include your name so you can get the recognition you deserve. You spinach me right round.
Oh, nice. Oh,
no, it's really good.
And of course, let us be, let us be, let us be. Let us be.
This is the most singing you've ever done on the show.
Yeah. I can't believe how much more singing. I do more singing than play songs. There's something off there. Definitely, you're right. Okay, so let us be and you spinach me right round.
Very
what have
nice.
You got, Emma Jones?
I got Whiter Shade of Kale.
Oh yes.
Gypsies, Tramps and Leaves by Cher. And Every Day I Love You, Cress and Cress.
Oh, marvellous work. Glenn.
Maroon Chive, Green's Day and Radish Night in the Pips. Hard to say.
Okay, so it's Salad versus the Playlist. The number 8, 12, 15. Come and join in. It's just fun.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
It's your Friday morning and inspiration for the two topics chosen for the Smash can come from the strangest places. Like today, it's all about a lettuce outlasting Liz Truss and Freddie Mercury using words that do not appear in the Oxford English Dictionary. Yes, we're smashing together Salad and the Playlist. Tomato Petty from Vinnie in Cardiff, Brock and Roll star from Laura in Nottingham, well done to Eddie in Manchester on You Can Ring My Bell, Pepper, Carrot on My Wayward Son from Fiona in Liverpool, Rocket Salad Man, that's from Lawrence in Coventry, Dex's Midnight Runner, Beans from Dave in Reading, Buffalo Spring Onion from Lee in Chester, Christine and the Greens from Sylvie, and Swede Carrot Lime from The Wizard. Well done, one. Well done, all. The Smash shall return to The Breakfast Show one day, real soon.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
And there we go. Another edition of The Breakfast Show finished. Another working week in the bag. And of course, we leave you with another brand new edition of the Daily Podcast that will be available in about 15 minutes time. So far this week we've had Cradling the Dreams of a 15-year-old Girl in His Arms. Glenn Moore left the studio. It's time to see how Dave's musical sausage is made. That was the title of Tuesday's podcast. My Milkshake Brings All the Fort to the Boyard was Wednesday's. Yesterday's was called Bomad, which of course is Band of Mum and Dad. Day one, the rehearsal. So there's only one thing we can call today's podcast, and it's been so lovely chatting with the band again. We are calling it Bomad Day 2, The Session. Also in contention, just for all you big fans of The Bell out there, we had Two Cupboards, One Leona. The moment they go from posters of Ken to posters of Ken Livingstone and just spilled hot chocolate powder all over the dog. We'll be back on Monday at 6 a.m. Until then, stay safe, stay entertained and stay tuned because up next, details on how you could win £50,000. Arrivederci.